Hey guys, it's Stephen S, and it's Saturday the 7th of January. I thought I'd just say hello. I hope everyone's okay. Obviously, it's been the first week back since the new year. For most people, I'm sure it was only a full-day week, but I have to say it was the slowest week in the world. It seemed to just go on and on forever. Every day seemed to drag, and I just seemed to be getting more and more tired. And although that I was getting more tired, I wasn't going to bed earlier. I was still staying up late, and it wasn't really helping, to be honest. By Friday, by yesterday, I was just like really knackered, and I was just like, "What the hell has happened? This week's been so long. I'm so tired. I just want to go to bed." But I still didn't learn from my lesson, and last night I was up late still. But I feel quite good today. I feel quite refreshed. Stupidly booked a hair appointment for 9:30 this morning, which was a bit of a bad idea. Literally only made it there with about 20 seconds to spare. It was hard to get up, and I really, really, really wanted to stay in bed. I don't know why. I seem to always book hair appointments early in the morning. I think it's the fact that I want to just sort of get into town before it gets too busy, and I don't want to go at like midday when it's going to be packed and difficult to park, etc. So it makes sense to do it in the morning, but it's just really, really difficult to get out of a nice warm bed, especially when it's freezing cold outside, because it was pretty chilly this morning. So I'll be honest, I wasn't really too keen about that. But I made it, I got into town, got my hair cut, and that was pretty much it. Just did that, came home, and then I won't lie, I got back into bed and played on my PlayStation for a few hours, which was good. So I feel pretty awake now, pretty good, and I'm positive that next week is going to be much better. I'll be much more focused, much more awake, and it'll probably go by quicker, I'd imagine. But I bet there's people that had, similar experiences to me, because I know a lot of people didn't enjoy last week. It's always difficult going back to work after having time off over Christmas. Obviously, not everyone was lucky enough to get time off. Excuse my text message there in the background. Anyway, moving on. I've decided that for January, I'm not going to spend much money, or at least try not to spend much money. I need to start saving this year, I think. Lots of things I want to do, lots of holidays I plan to go on, so I need money for that. So no more clothes, maybe some more games, but I'll try not to. And just if I don't really need it, then I'll try not to buy it. But I know that's going to be really difficult because lately I've spent so much money on stuff that I want. It's just like, yeah, I'll just get it. Who cares? So we'll see how long I last. I've got a feeling that I won't last too long. Maybe a few months, maybe before my birthday. I'll try not to spend anything, but we'll see. We'll see how we go. Support me, don't encourage me to buy stuff. If I tweet saying I want something, say I don't need it, and that'll probably help. But I'm sure there's a lot of people in the same situation, a lot of people that, really think they should be saving, and it is so difficult. Yeah, I'll give it my best shot. I guess you could say that's my New Year's resolution, is to save money and to go to the gym, and to be honest, the first one's more likely. Obviously, I did go to the gym regularly for years, like 4 times a week, but then probably 18 months, 2 years ago, I just like went through a phase of not going and totally fell out of the routine and everything like that. I eventually cancelled my gym membership and stopped going completely, obviously. But now I feel guilty, and the other day I realised how unfit I am because I drive everywhere. So I need to get back to the gym. I need to do it. I need motivation, and I think I'm gonna do it. There's a gym at my work, so I've got no excuse. It's cheap. It's there all the time. I can use it whenever I want, and it just makes sense. So on Monday, I'm going to go and investigate that, I think, and hopefully sign up and get myself sorted out. However, I'm sure as people know, there is a difference between signing up to the gym and going to the gym. So although, actually registering first is the first hurdle, the second bigger hurdle is actually going. So if anyone wants to motivate me, train me, whatever, then please, please, please feel free. Because I do need a good kick up the bum, because otherwise I won't go, and it's bad, really. I've not got anything to worry about weight-wise, health-wise, really. It's just like, oh my God, I'm actually really quite unfit. I noticed it the other day, but there we go. It might just be because it's been Christmas, and everyone eats way too much for Christmas. Seriously, I've just had so much chocolate and all sorts, I can't believe it. So no more eating sweets and stuff. I've actually pretty much stopped now. I'm only having like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's it. No more snacks. So that's going quite well. But anyway, it's going to be a good year. I'm quite confident. I'm not keen on all the Olympic stuff. I'm not in on all that. I just think it's a colossal waste of money for the country. But anyway, I won't rant about that. But anyway, I guess in some ways, you've just got to go with it and think, yeah, it's the only time I'm going to see it in my country. Why not enjoy it? But it's just like, we've got all this debt, all this stuff going on, and we're spending all this money. But that's just me getting old and getting boring, and it's like, yeah, maybe I just shouldn't think about it and just go with it. I'm sure it'll be all right. Who knows? We'll see. There's what, you know, not long to go, half a year. So we'll see. And who knows, we might win some good medals. You never know. But yeah, lots planned, weddings, all sorts. Good times, really. I had my hair cut today, obviously. Everyone says I get my hair cut, done too much, every 4 weeks. And most men do it like every 3 or 4 months. But like, my hair goes a bit crazy if it goes a bit long. So I need to keep it fairly tidy, otherwise it drives me insane. I don't think there's anything wrong with, keeping it tidy, really, to be honest. It's just better than letting it grow and me looking like a tramp. So stop saying that I get it cut too often, because it's up to me, innit? There we go, I said it. So yeah, it's also my friend's birthday today. On Twitter, her name's enchanted_roses. So I thought I'd sing her happy birthday again. Don't laugh, please. I'm not an amazing singer, but here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday at Enchanted Roses. Happy birthday to you. I missed the underscore out of that, but there we go. It counts. So hopefully she'll enjoy that and be happy, and I hope she's had a good day, got everything she wanted, because everyone deserves what they want on their birthday. It's like the law, you know, anything goes basically is my rule. So yeah, do what you want, enjoy yourself, have fun, get drunk, eat lots, whatever you want to do. Although I'd hate to have a birthday in January, because it's obviously a long way till Christmas, and it's just been Christmas. So it's got to be slightly frustrating. My birthday's in May, so it's quite central in the year. So I get my birthday on Christmas. And it's all right, you know. Obviously, there's people that have their birthday on Christmas Day. And it's just like, that's got to be so gutted for them. Because they get both presents on the same day. And do they actually get more presents because it's their birthday as well? Or do they just think they do, and their, you know, friends and family take the easy option and just get them one present? I guess I'll never know. But yeah, anyone that's got a birthday on Christmas, let me know whether you actually enjoy it or hate it, because I'd be interested to know. But yeah, birthdays are cool. Everyone's getting older. It's actually quite shocking, really. I obviously have been on the internet for a good few years now, at least, I'm just trying to think, 13, 14 years. And I'm still talking to one of the people I met sort of 11, 12 years ago. And obviously we've grown up together, and it's been like, where's that time gone? What's happened? You know, we're adults now, we're grown-ups, you know, we're actually, you know, living our lives, we're actually working. It's just like, you know, when we first met, we were playing games on the internet and basically watching TV, and that's it. It's just like, I don't know where the time goes, I really don't. And, you know, it's true what they say, it does go quicker as you get older. So yeah, obviously my life's just going to keep going by quicker and quicker, but I guess that means I'm having fun. But anyway, this audio boo's been going on for quite a while now, so I won't keep you too much longer. Been playing a few PlayStation games. Uncharted 3 is my popular one at the moment. I know I'm a bit behind because it's been out a few weeks, but it's an amazing game, really good. If you've played the previous ones, you're going to love this one. Unfortunately, as some games like to be, it's PS3 only, so you can only play it if you've got a PlayStation. But it's, yeah, worth it, definitely. I've got Battlefield 3 to start playing as well. I've not played that yet again, still behind, because I'm working so much I don't have time to play games these days. But yeah, really enjoying my games at the moment. It's a good way to chill out, and yeah, it's good. Obviously, you know that I'm a massive fan of Steve Jobs, and his autobiography came out obviously earlier this year. But I haven't even read it yet, and that's really bad. And I actually brought the book to read it, and it's just sat there on my desk and gathering dust, basically. I think I might take the lazy way out and download the audio version. At least then I can listen to it when I'm at work, and I might actually get through it. But it's yeah, I've heard it's good, and I really do want to read it, because he does, you know, he did change the world. So I'll get around to that this year as well. But yeah, that's pretty much it, really. Not much else going on, just the normal, lots of TV to watch. Obviously, Sherlock is very good at the moment. Anyone who likes that should keep watching it. The last episode was great. The next one's on, it must be next week, I think. So that should be good. But yeah, not much else to say, really, guys. So I'll leave it there at 9 minutes, or nearly 10 minutes. Thanks very much for listening. I hope you're not bored, and I'll catch you all later. Bye.